News from NOAA. Under the ocean, a NOAA researcher was moonwalking. That's right, aquanauts, the astronauts of the sea, used NOAA's undersea lab, Aquarius, to test spacesuits and equipment that would be used for exploring the moon and Mars. Conditions under the ocean pose similar challenges that astronauts face while in space, such as lack of oxygen, weightlessness, remoteness, extreme pressure differentials, and cramped quarters. Many techniques, technologies, and skills necessary to work underwater can be adapted for lunar research, and vice versa. Karen Kahanowicz, NOAA Program Manager for Aquarius and Deputy Director of the NOAA Undersea Research Program, joined three NASA astronauts, a representative from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and two technicians from the University of North Carolina at Wilmington in July 2006 for the 10th mission to the lab to pursue similarities in ocean and lunar exploration technologies. The Aquarius is located about 45 feet under the ocean off the coast of Key Largo, Florida, just above a coral reef. Speaking from the lab during the mission, Kahanowicz describes some of the mission goals.
One of the exciting things we're doing is a mapping experiment. We have an instrument called a COBRA-TAC. I think some fire departments and folks use it. It's an underwater mapping tool that uses acoustic technology and a compass to map different features on the bottom. So we're using that to map the work area here around Aquarius and to map some of the different corals and to create an analog of what it'll be like to go out to the moon.
Kahanowicz and her NASA colleagues tested equipment that would be used in space exploration. She said the weight of life-supporting backpacks is tricky while underwater.
One of the big challenges with the suits is where the weight sits. There's a huge difference between wearing 40 pounds that hangs from a strap on your shoulder versus having 40 pounds distributed along your legs with 20 pounds on each leg. So there are a lot of lessons to be learned as far as weight distribution.
When astronauts fly into space, their schedules are filled with activities that begin from wake up to sleep. Under the ocean, Kahanowicz said it was the same way for the 7-day mission to Aquarius.
I have not found any idle time yet. We're pretty much packed to the max. That's actually one of the points about the whole mission here is they timeline it the same way they do shuttle missions. So we're scheduled everything from pre-sleep to post-sleep. I was scheduled for 15 minutes to prepare for this conference call. And so it's been very busy.
As you can imagine, six people crammed in the 45-foot-long Aquarius lab makes for some close quarters.
This is actually a lot like going on an RV trip with your family. This is the size of probably a large Airstream trailer. We've got six bunks.
She said there's a working area and a kitchen, although the menu is not what you'd find at a 5-star restaurant.
We eat dehydrated camping food pretty much primarily, and with tortillas and cheese and lots of candy bars.
Kahanowicz said during the little downtime that she and her colleagues have is spent listening to music on their portable music players, sending email via high-speed internet, and perhaps watching a movie. What do you bring to work under the ocean? She said there's not much you can pack to live 7 days underwater, especially if you want to keep the items dry and be able to withstand the pressure. Modified spray paint cans, or POTS as they're referred to by the Aquarius crew, are used to bring items to the undersea lab. As you can imagine, about 2 or 3 pairs of shorts and t-shirts and other small items are all you can bring with you.
Anything that we want to bring here just needs to fit into one of those pots. And each pot, each dive is work for folks, so you're definitely not going to bring 3 suitcases worth of stuff down here.
Kahanowicz was a Navy deep-sea diver and oceanographer for more than 20 years before joining NOAA in April 2005. Her enthusiasm for the ocean can be clearly heard when she talks about working under the sea. As the saying goes, don't forget to smell the flowers. Under the ocean, it's probably more like, don't forget to stop and look at the sea life.
Oh my goodness, being underwater is wonderful, especially when you can bounce around and look at the fish, and you can really slow down and let the fish get close to you and see all kinds of details.
You can read the Aquarius mission logs by visiting the NOAA Undersea Research Program website at www.nurp.noaa.gov and clicking the Aquarius button. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.